99 FM, live and local. This is Newsmaker 3.
And we're going to be talking Symphony in the Flint Hills. I believe we have Sandy Carlson and Kelly Tastow joining us right now on the KVUE Sutherland Home Improvement Studio line with us here today.
You believe correctly, Chuck. Sandy is the program manager, and Kelly Tastow, operations manager and donor relations manager, Symphony in the Flint Hills. Sandy, good morning. How are you?
Good morning. I'm great.
Hello, Kelly.
Exciting week.
Yeah.
We're excited to be talking to you guys.
Well, it's good to have you here, yeah, and because the excitement is because the Symphony in the Flint Hills is not that far away, and I guess the featured vocalist for this year was just recently announced. That's exciting, but Sandy, we want to let people know that ticket sales will be on sale soon, right?
Right. That's tomorrow morning at 10 a.m., and folks can order tickets on our website.
Okay, and your website is?
SymphonyInTheFlintHills.org.
That's exactly where you can go. It's that simple, that easy. So what are ticket prices this year, Sandy?
Ticket prices are $95 for adults and $50 for children.
Okay, easy enough. We're in Greenwood County this year, right, Kelly?
First time ever. We're excited to be there, yes.
Okay, where is the concert going to be taking place in Greenwood County, and how long, I guess, did it take to get everything finalized in order to make that the spot?
Well, we've been working on this site for a couple years, trying to get it nailed down. We had been looking in Greenwood County. It's really close to Teeter Rock. The easiest way to tell people to get there is actually through Cassidy, and it's 9 miles east of Cassidy. I'm excited. It's a new site, so it's always fun to take people to a new view of the Flint Hills.
And I can just assume it is a pretty good spread out there, Kelly.
It is. We're very grateful to the Evans family they are the landowners, and they're allowing us to present the symphony out there this year. So it's exciting to just be at this new site and get everybody out to Greenwood County.
Outstanding. Before we start talking about the lineup of activities and the performers coming up here, I saw a note that you're looking for volunteers here. Sandy, what type of volunteer work would be basically available for folks that have never been at the Symphony in the Flint Hills and would like to take part?
We cannot have our event without our volunteers, so we need many well-bodied, able people who are energetic and can work in the sun and the heat. We have probably 20 different volunteer teams that range from trash and recycling to our retail store to taking tickets, education tent hosts, the food tent, just any tent or activity at the signature event needs volunteers.
Understood. Again, we're talking with Sandy Carlson, Kelly Tastow here about the Symphony in the Flint Hills with the tickets going on sale tomorrow. And, boy, it was an exciting announcement here, Kelly, when it came to, Monday, Tuesday that you mentioned here that Catherine McPhee is going to be the featured performer.
Yeah, we've been keeping that one under our hat for a while. We've been working on that. We were so excited when it finally came through and that we could share that with everyone. Catherine McPhee, we hope that she'll be a big draw. She was season 5 of American Idol in 2006. She came in second that year, and then she was on Smash. Smash was the television show she was on, and also Scorpion, which ran for 4 seasons, I believe. And my family never missed an episode, so we're excited to have her.
Indeed. What does she bring to the table here, I guess, for folks that haven't really followed her much since that season at American Idol, which was back in 2006 when she almost won?
That's right. Yeah, she came in second to Taylor Hicks, I think it was.
Yep, I think you're right.
If you know her at all, you know she has a beautiful voice. And just pairing her voice with the Kansas City Symphony, I don't think that we can beat that combination. It's going to be a real treat for people out there. And then And then you put all that along with the setting, with the prairie, with the sunset. Does it get any better?
I would venture not. And Sandy, I have to ask you, because Catherine's performance coming up here June 8th is really starting to continue what's developed as a tradition here to bring in really high-level and well-known musicians to serve as the featured performers, the guest performers. What are some of the reactions that the prior performers have given after performing here at Symphony in the Flint Hills?
Oh, they love it. It's a one-in-a-lifetime experience. You know, it's not something that people can do or see often, so we always have a positive outcome.
Symphony in the Flint Hills coming up June 8th in northwestern Greenwood County.
Can't wait. There's another great symphony is in store for us here in Greenwood County for the very first time. That's exciting. Anything else we need to add, ladies?
Just want to reiterate the tickets, they go on sale tomorrow morning beginning at 10 o'clock. That's always a tough one for people because they want to start early, but it's a hard start at 10 a.m. tomorrow morning. On our website, symphonyintheflinthills.org, there will be an orange banner at the top of that website. You'll be able to click on that. It'll say buy tickets here, and it'll take you right to where you need to go.
All right. Music, arts, ecology, Flint Hills. It's the Symphony in the Flint Hills. Tickets going on sale tomorrow morning, 10 a.m. Sandy, thank you very much.
Thank you.
Kelly, good to talk to you.
You too. We'll talk again soon.
All right. Yes, we will. Sandy Carlson, Program Manager, Kelly Tastove, Operations Manager and Donor Relations Manager for Symphony in the Flint Hills.
All right. Want to let you know here, too, that coming up Monday, we'll have a busy 8 o'clock hour because we'll have Hettlinger Developmental Services Director Jill Burton talking about upcoming activities and also fundraising. That'll be at 8:20 Monday morning. And we have our monthly Department of Veterans Affairs update, which will be coming at 8:40 to 8:45 Monday as well. We do have a lot of slots available here for next week past that. So if you would like one of those, just let us know. Call us at 620-342-1400 or email us kvoe@kvoe.com.
KVOE Live and Local 854. Good morning.
Tune in every Monday morning at 6:50, as well as the second and third Thursday of every month at 5.